Would you do me a huge favor? Just turn your heads and look out at the water. I personally feel that we should be turned around here. I should be back here, and y'all should be staring that way. And listen to the scripture out of Matthew. Then he got into a boat, he and his disciples, and they followed him. Without warning, a furious storm came up on the lake so that the waves swept over the boat, but Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us. We're going to drown." So he replied, "You have little faith. Why are you so afraid?" Then he got up, rebuked the winds and the waves, and it looked just like that. My name is John Mike, as Neil said. I'm just a, like most of you folks, I'm a retired auto worker. In 1985, I gave my heart to Jesus. And nothing's been the same. And it's all been good. All of it. That's pretty much what we're going to talk about today. Brenda, my wife of almost 40 years, has got the clock. And I said, "Make sure you let me know if I'm going too long." And she says, "Oh," she says, "there's no problem there. When I give you the thumb, that's it." So hopefully it won't be too long. This is what I want us to think about. Neil talked about me being a part of Kingdom Bound, and I was on staff there for 8 years. Left for 2 years, got my degree in education, and while I was with them, and went and taught. I taught in the city of Buffalo, and I taught in the suburbs at a school called St. Greg's. I am most comfortable. I'm definitely not a preacher, so you're not getting a preacher up here. And I am a teacher, but third grade's about my limit. So hang in there with me. When I went and taught in the city, and I went and taught at St. Greg's, a wonderful Catholic school right near where we live, there is a world of difference between what kids have and what kids don't have. And if you're walking with God in your life, you're going to see moments in your life that God wants to use you to make a difference. God wants to use you to change your world, the world he's called you to. This is no accident that we're here. It's no accident that I grew up in Tonawanda, met Brenda, and the whole thing. God's got the whole thing orchestrated. So this is what we're going to talk about today. Imagine for a moment that as a Christian, one lived your life, if you chose to live your life knowing that all things really do work together for good, it's the scripture out of Romans, if you chose to live that way, that God was always in control of all circumstances at all times, and through those circumstances, good, bad, or ugly, was looking to draw us closer to him and the world we live in closer to him. That's pretty much what we're going to talk about. It's only in light of the scripture that you can handle that truth. Proverbs 20:24 says, "A man's steps are directed by the Lord. How then can anyone understand his own way?" On our own, it's impossible. For 32 years before I knew the Lord, from a little boy on to 32 at my time at GM, I was going my own way. And when he touched me and changed my life, it was dramatically different, and it has been dramatically different since then. I see a lot of Christians struggle, and I have struggles too. Don't get me wrong there, but God wants us as Christians, as followers, and I'm talking to the church here now. I'm talking to those that know him. He wants us to live a life that's filled with his joy, that has nothing to do with happy things going on. If you can get by that, if somebody cuts you off in the street, and you're okay with that, you're starting to get it. All of us have had incredibly positive moments in our life, all of us, as well as incredibly difficult moments, all of us. My question, since I've become a Christian in 1985, my question is always, when I hear a thought like this, when somebody's, not preaching, I'm just talking to you, when somebody's on a pulpit or saying something to me, I'm always, or hear it on a radio or in a song or whatever, I'm always saying, is it scriptural? But think about some of the scriptures that we encounter. If you read the Bible, think about Daniel in the lion's den. Are you kidding me? Or Joseph with Potiphar's wife, through no fault of his own. But yet God was working it all out. He was orchestrating it. You know, I was going to talk to you about the teacher's desk and the miracle of the teacher's desk and $2 million in school supplies and 4,000 teachers and 25,000 students and an incredible amount of donors and volunteers and special needs kids working with me and all the miracles that are going on there. But that's pretty much what God is doing in my life. The reason I want to talk about this is because what he's done in my life since I've been a Christian, almost 30 years now, has brought me to this point to allow this to happen. He wants the same thing in every one of our lives. No different. Just submit to God and you're free. Don't hang on to anything. James McDonald says, and one of the things I'll talk about later is quotes, God rules the universe with his feet up. It's the truth. If he rules the universe with his feet up, why should we be overwhelmed by anything? Talking about Daniel and Joseph or David or any of the folks in Scripture, we're no different. None of us. We're just like them. They're people. That alone should encourage us. So when Neil asked me about coming here and Bill, I was hesitant to talk about what God's doing in my life other than these moments here. So maybe some of you can catch those moments in your lives. Many of you already are, but I'm hoping you'll catch a little more. Since I've been born again in 1985, there's been over and over and over again these little things that happen continually that I hear maybe on a radio or a quote that I read somewhere or a scripture. And that's what I want to talk about, a few of those. Hopefully it helps you. This one my wife hates, but it's still true. It doesn't matter what happens to you in life, but your reaction to what happens is of vital importance. Take that in light of Scripture, in light of God being in control. Doesn't matter what happens to us, but our reaction, it affects everything, not only for us, but for our relationship with God and those that need to hear about him and see him in us, all around us every day. That's one thing I love about the teacher's desk. It allows me to be a reflection of God's love each and every moment of each and every day. A guy named Zimmerman said, the trouble with most of us is we take life in too big a chunks. I'm always looking for a head shake. Is there a head shake on that one? I do a daily devotional on the website, theteachersdesk.org, and that's all it is, little thoughts for the day. And basically, if you ever read them, those are just thoughts that are going through my heart every day. Corey Ten Boom, if you know about Corey, tough, tough life. Worry does not empty tomorrow of its sorrow. It empties today of its strength. We all have a choice. I just heard this recently concerning sin. And sin, as long as we're here, it's looking to get to us. It's looking to affect our lives. Not for good. Never for good. Never for good. Jerry Gillis, my pastor over at the chapel, I don't know, he quoted it a couple of months back, but I looked online. I couldn't find anybody who it was attributed to, so I gave it to him. Sin will take you further than you want to go and keep you longer than you want to stay. So why go there? Brother Lawrence from the 1600s, he worked with some monks. He was just a servant for the monks. And his whole focus in life, his whole purpose in life was to think nothing about walking with God, 24/7. That was his whole purpose. That's all he did. But yet he sinned. And when he sinned, he said he didn't make a big deal about it. He repented and pressed on to know God better. Concerning sin, don't go there. But if you do, we have an advocate, Jesus. Excuse me one second. I need a drink of water. I cannot believe I'm on a beach with sand and I have no shoes on. It's ridiculous. It is wonderful. Quotes are in my Bible here. I have hundreds and hundreds of quotes written down. All of them help me from time to time. Some of them several times a day or 100 times a day. What about books? You folks like reading books? And one thing, you know, that when I was reading over what I wrote, I realized that I wasn't talking about anything other than godly stuff. If it's not godly, don't go there. Why bother? Unless, you know, you're looking to fix a lawnmower or something. You know, but that can be godly. You know what I mean? Don't go there. It won't benefit you, your families, your relationships, or your God. Talk about freedom. Listen to this. Watchman Nee, my favorite author of all time, spent 30 years in prison in China for preaching the gospel. That's it. Just for doing what we're doing right now. All of us would be in prison in China right now for doing this. Talk about freedom. He talks about a young believer, a very young believer, who had a rice paddy. He'd come to Christ. He'd loved that freedom in Christ. And he was working his rice paddy, and it was up on a hill. And the top half of the hill was his paddy. And with rice paddy, of course, you have to fill it with water and keep it deep in water for the rice to grow. He'd fill up his paddy all morning. He had this old wheelbarrow, fill it up in the water at the bottom of the hill, the well. Fill it up, bring it up the hill, fill it. Every barrel after barrel after barrel. By the time he was done at lunchtime, he'd go back down the hill. And his neighbor, who was not a believer, and not a very nice person, would make a breach in the retaining wall and drain all his water out to fill his paddy. Right? Day after day after day, not only draining this fellow's water, but his energy. But he didn't strike back. That's that freedom where God's in control of all things, always. He asked the brothers, more mature brothers, what he should do. They told him, well, but they prayed first, obviously, and said, if we only do the right thing and tell this fella to stop, then we're really no different than just nice people. Well, let's do this. In the morning, we'll help you, and we'll fill this fella's paddy so he doesn't have to steal your water. And then in the afternoon, we'll help you fill yours. True story. Within several days, not every story ends this way, but this one did. The fellow was so overwhelmed by their goodness that he too became a Christian. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we acted more like Christ? Those of us that are in the church. That's one of my favorites. All right, here's a big one. What about movies? See, it doesn't have to be crazy. It doesn't have to be, you know, just scripture, which is not crazy, by the way. It doesn't have to be just Christian books. You can watch a movie, and God will be speaking to you through that movie. It's just the everyday things in life that happen through a child or through music, a hymn. Anybody ever hear of Chariots of Fire? Hands up if you... Oh, wonderful. Chariots of Fire is an incredible movie. If you've not seen it, you should get it. It's all about Olympic runner Eric Little, and it's my all-time favorite movie. But there's in that movie, and there's like 5, 6, 7 different plots going on. But within that movie, am I okay time-wise? Within that movie, there's this one little spot that that'll be my favorite of all time. Eric's sister was a missionary. Eric was a missionary as well. They were in Scotland. He was running the Olympics. And she really wanted him to just stop and just become the missionary that God called him to be. And he puts his hand on her shoulder. And he says, "Sis, God made me fast. And when I run, I feel his pleasure." That's the perfect picture of a relationship with God. That's what he wants for us. Young or old, it doesn't matter. That one thought, "God made me fast, and when I run, I feel his pleasure," that one thought is dozens of times a week goes through my heart at the teacher's desk. God made me, God made me real good at getting stuff. We have about $2 million in inventory right now, and we gave away $2 million. That's just the gift he's given me. And when I give these school supplies away to teachers for their students, I know it gives him pleasure. So what's your story? God made me. And when I do that, I know it gives him pleasure. There's something for every human being. There's something. Some of you are doing it already. This is a testimony to that. Almost there. And this is the truth. Sometimes I think we have a tendency in the church to get too spiritual, to get too stoic in our relationship. And Eric's sister was somewhat like that. Nothing wrong with that. But she was somewhat like that, and a lot of us are somewhat like that. If we're in a church singing a hymn, that's one of the things I love about Kingdom Bound. You know, the freedom that in an amusement park, for 27 years now, you can worship our God in a setting that is out of control, ridiculous from what the church setting is like. It's God's desire for us to get to know, as his children, those that belong to him, to get to know him better. Every moment of every day, no matter where we are. And that's why I love Church on the Beach. Looking and listening to his creation, looking at all you folks, and I get the view. And it's beautiful. But in a few minutes, when this is over, God's not. He wants it continued throughout the day. And night. And tomorrow, and the day after that, and the day after that, until we see him face to face, each one of us. It becomes church at home, church in the car, church in the condo. And this is almost sacrilegious. I wrote it, but I said, I'll say it anyway, because I saw it. Church on a jet ski. Is that possible? Yeah, it is. Finally, this is my last thought. Second last thought. This is my Bible. True story. I bought this in 1985, right after I was born again. If you're young Christians here, actually, these Bibles over here are pretty good. But if you're looking to buy a Bible and you're young in the Lord, buy the best you can. Borrow the money from your parents if you're young. I bought this in 1985 for $7. I had it recovered. Remember I told you about God orchestrating everything, directing our steps? I had this recovered 10 years later. From a place I had heard from at church, didn't know the people at all, called the Hine Company. It's Church on the Beach. Mr. Hine has started this with Neil and the folks. So I if you know me, and my wife knows me well, and knows you know my Bible, it's the only thing other than her that I would take out of a burning house. The only thing. Everything else is meaningless. I had it recovered for, I think it was $30, which was a great deal, and it's obviously shot again. God has used this more than anything to direct me into what he wants me to do, to show me his way, to correct me, to comfort me. His word is amazing because it's his word. I'll give you a quick example. When I was a new believer, 1987, 88, we had young children I think Melissa and Brian were 4-2, and I was working at GM. And Brenda doesn't like this story because it could have happened. It came really close. I wanted to become a missionary to Zimbabwe. True story. I was prepping everything to do that, arranging my life to do that, to go become a missionary in Zimbabwe. So I said to my buddy at work, a much more mature believer than I was, said to Paul, his name was, I said, you know, I'm packing up. I'm going to Zimbabwe. I'm going to become a missionary. He says, really, brother? And he was a really big German guy, and he had this deep voice. He said, really, brother? He said, why is that? And I said, because God has told me to, and because I hate my job. The second part of that statement, I'll always be grateful to God for, always. Because Paul told me to go read Colossians 3:23, just out of my Bible, just one verse out of my Bible. Colossians 3:23 says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for God and not man. I read that verse one time, and it went from here to here. True story. From that moment in my remaining 12, 13 years at GM till I retired, I was head over heels in love with my job because I knew I worked for God there and not for GM. That's what a verse in Scripture can do for you. I could talk about a dozen, actually 1,000 scriptures. I have probably 300 or 400 quotes in there that I just, from quotes that I hear. And the book is lined up. In fact, my pastor says he doesn't mark his Bible. It's okay if you do, he says, which I'm glad he said because it doesn't matter. But my Bible has, it's just wonderful what God can do. So here's the question for all of us today. And then I have one more. Does everybody have the fortune cookie? Okay. Don't open it. Did you open it? Okay. All right. Here's the deal. How is God speaking to you? Is it quotes? Is it books? Is it movies? Is it the Bible? Is it hymns? Is it song? And he was speaking to me through Kevin's songs this morning. Bless the Lord, O my soul. No matter what goes on, bless the Lord. That's freedom. And the Bible says that the Son of God came to set us free. It's for freedom that I've come. And if the Son of God sets you free, you shall be free indeed. That's just a simple truth. I'm no different than any one of you folks. I'm just walking with God every day. And that's my hope. And that's his hope for each one of us. If none of this is hitting home, the idea that God's directing our path and showing us how to walk in the way, then perhaps you don't know Jesus, who is the way. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. You know, there's lots of opportunity for relationships with religion out there. Lots of them. But I'll go to the grave saying that there's only one way to a relationship with God, and that's through Jesus Christ. If not, my faith is a waste. But it's true. So if you don't know him, somebody's going to pray with us here in a little bit to know him. But if you do know him, walk in the freedom that he has for you. Last thought, hold up your cookie. Love that sound. Brenda and I had this favorite Chinese restaurant back in Buffalo. True story. Red Pepper on Maple Avenue. We love it a lot. We've been going there for years and years and years, and before that to other Chinese restaurants. But God gave me this a long, long, long time ago, and this is the absolute truth. You may think it's a lie, but it's not. You may think I'm deceived, but I'm not. Every time we finish the meal, the waiter comes up and gives us the two cookies, just like yours. You don't have to open it now. You can take them home with you. Because I already know what it says inside. Every single time, true story, when I teach this at St. Greg's, when I used to teach over there, the kids would be in awe. They said, really? I've had adults tell me that. And forgive me, I'm not trying to trick you at all. Every single time I open the cookie, it says the same thing. Goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. It was God's word to me 28 years ago. Goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. And at the end of that, you'll dwell with me forever. Every time I open that fortune cookie, that's what it says. Now, Brenda will always take the cookie and tell me what it really says. But by faith, and that's our walk. It's by faith. Being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we don't see. That's the call of a Christian. Amen? Amen. Lord bless you, folks.